Man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. So I'm jumping into the, really, it's only the second dipper of the day, trans agenda. And I just saw, by the way, this is going to be part of the dipper, but since she's already texted in, I'll grab this real quick. Junebug from Hartzell texted in, and she's got a listing you can go to called the Stop the Harm Database. Stop the Harm Database. And she gives you the link to the Alabama one. Stop the Harm is an organization that has committed to exposing how many transgender medical procedures are being conducted. They're not naming names. They're not violating HIPAA. What they're doing is they're actually, in fact, where's that article? Let me grab that real quick out of my stack. It's actually further down in the stack. I hadn't planned on doing this one. There may actually be more than one organization, because I'm looking at one. The one I've got in my hands now that I realize it is actually from Do No Harm. And then this one is a database from Stop the Harm Database. It shows that in Alabama, there have been 35 total sex change patients, three of which have been full surgical. There have been 32 hormone and puberty blocker patients, and there have been 206 prescriptions written. And this is in what time frame? Since May of 2022. All right. And by the way, don't forget that in Alabama, we are one of the states that has blocked sex change treatments for minors. So that's in effect. That's embedded in our state code at 26-26-4 of the state code. But this database shows you state by state where the different states are in terms of their law and in terms of what's happening. And I got to, by the way, can you, while I'm going over this next stuff, JP, would you check and see, is that Stop the Harm Database just for minors, or is that for all versions? If you could figure that out from their About section on their website. But let me just say this. I've got a piece here. Since I went down that road first, I'll skip forward in my material here, and I'll grab this one from Daily Caller. Daily Caller, Dateline 2 days ago. U.S. hospitals raked in $120 million performing sex changes on thousands of kids, new data shows. What do you see on that?
Stop the Harm is just for minors.
Just for minors. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. So we're looking at, that's just for minors. In the last 2 years, there have been 35 sex change patients, three of which had surgical procedures on minors in the state of Alabama. That just gets all over me, man.
And in their About page, 13,994 minors from 2019 to 2023 underwent sex change treatments, which is way higher than I would have expected.
God almighty. I tell you what, I'm not kidding when I say, I'm not trying to be melodramatic. I almost get emotional talking about this. And for those who don't know my resume, my calling for years was to work full-time professionally with kids in both counseling and in ministry. I spent 7 years on staff with Young Life, working with middle school and high school kids. Worked in an adolescent treatment center with kids who had serious emotional and psychiatric and behavioral disorders, and chemical dependency even. And I'm watching this stuff and I'm thinking, I think we as a nation are going to be judged if we don't get a hold of this sometimes, if we let it go, if we just sit back and go, well, I'm sorry. I mean, it's their life. They get to live their life, live their truth. We're going to be judged for this. All right, we come back. I'm going to lay it on thick. The trans agenda. We got stuff happening left and right, some of which is going to curl your hair and some is going to make you applaud. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I mean it when I say it, I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I'm in the second dipper of the day. It's a powerful one. You know, I put it together, and I didn't expect it to sort of hit me like it is, but it does. It just, this one is just, I mean, every once in a while, there's something going on in the world, and you can sit back and be removed from it and still look at it and be emotional about it. But I'm going to be honest with you, this one I'm not so far removed from. We have friends who have the pain of having an adult daughter who has struggled for years and has decided to completely, you know, embrace a transgender lifestyle to the point of even recently having surgery. And it's pain. We've known her all of her life and love her unconditionally. But just at the same time, it's heartbreaking. And I look at it and I think, okay, there are going to be parents out there who may even hear me saying this stuff. And this is not, to talk about the topic is not an indictment on you, because the parents that I know that I'm talking about, these are wonderful, godly people who cannot fathom how this occurred with their daughter. And I know them well enough to know that there was nothing hidden in the background, no agenda, nothing in their household that I would question. And yet they're living through this. That being said, it is still something that, while it can be heartbreaking and heart-wrenching, it's real. U.S. hospitals, and this is just, listen, you look at it and go, okay, y'all, this is, the fact that you can do it doesn't mean you should. The fact that you can make money on it does not mean you should. You may recall, I think it was last year, we had, there was a discovered video from, and I believe it was Vanderbilt, that just went viral. And there was a woman there who was the director of medical services, who was at a conference, was talking about what a moneymaker these transition surgeries were.
When someone you love is facing cancer, you want to do more than send a card or flowers that will wilt in a week. You want to actually help. That's where the Balm Box comes in. Our care packages are built from research with over 500 cancer patients and caregivers, packed with items people actually use during treatment. Think soothing, practical, thank goodness I have this kind of relief. For you, it's not just a gift. It's a way to show up in a moment where words fall short. For them, it's comfort, calm, and a reminder they're not alone. From chemo-friendly boxes to mastectomy recovery kits, even options for men, we've made it simple to give something that's elegant, premium, and genuinely useful. And yes, domestic shipping's always free on orders over $50, because making someone feel cared for shouldn't be complicated. So skip the empty get well soon. Send real help, real comfort, and maybe even a laugh. Visit thebalmbox.com. That's thebalmbox.com. Balm, like healing and care. The Balm Box. Because cancer patients don't need bouquets and brownies. They need Balm.
And for minors, it was a cash cow. I mean, listen, they'll sign up for this. They desperately want it. Over $120 million have been billed out by hospitals in the United States for 14,000 children-ish for sex change procedures. Now, there's a new medical group called Do No Harm. I mentioned it before the break. Do No Harm actually has a website called Stop the Harm. I did find out they are tied together. It's the same organization. And they're started by a guy named Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, who said during a recent press event that he hoped that his database was going to dispel the myths that the medical community says, well, these are very rare events. They don't happen very often. 14,000 nationwide, 14,000, you look at it, go, Phil, we're like 333 million people in the United States. Yeah, but 14,000, break it down by 50 states. You got a lot of kids in every state that are looking at this lifetime change being wreaked upon them as minors. Minors who, by the way, can't get a Costco card on their arm. Minors, many of whom are the age to be able to make legal decisions for their own, are being subjected to life-changing, altering procedures. The worst in the nation, apparently, from all of the tests, is Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, which is called the CHOP. And I hesitate to say it, but what a name. So the CHOP, the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, leads the list. There's a few others that follow in Connecticut, Minnesota, Seattle, Los Angeles. But Children's of Philadelphia is the worst. They have done puberty blockers on children as young as 8. They have done surgeries on children as young as 14. They have trained employees in two different Pennsylvania school districts on how to transition kids through the school system. The top four states for this heinousness are California, New York, Washington, and Ohio. I don't picture Ohio that way. That's the state of J.D. Vance. I mean, I don't picture that, but there they are. More than 1,000 children in each of those states have undergone procedures. In California, over 2,000 children have received sex change procedures, including 1,359 who actually had surgical procedures. 1,359 children for a total of $28.9 million in charges to the medical centers that provided that treatment. In June of this year, the interesting thing is this article, which I find on Daily Caller, this article cites the fact that an Alabama ban on sex change procedures, which is still being fought in the courts by progressive liberals. So yeah, the legislature passed, we called it the VCAP bill, the Vulnerable Child Protection Act, VCAP. The VCAP bill is now the law, but it's being fought by the usual suspects, Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, Human Rights Campaign, all of them. And there's an organization called the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, or WPATH. WPATH is an activist organization that portrays itself as a medical association, but what they really are is an activist association. They're the ones who are lobbying all of the various medical groups and hospital associations. And WPATH, it says that in June, documents that were unsealed in the Alabama case clearly indicated that WPATH was using information that was not evidence-based as they had been claiming. In other words, they're out there going, listen, it's all proven. We got journals. We got everything cited. All's good. And yet, you begin to realize that WPATH doctors were admitting in closed-door footage obtained in that lawsuit showing that medical interventions actually could lead to major complications, and they were not near as proven as they were claiming to be. You got situations like this one in Wyoming. Wyoming. I picture Wyoming as the rough and ready state. It's the cowboy state, right? Wyoming. Wyoming GOP governor. I just caught that. He's a Republican governor. My gosh. The Wyoming Republican governor has now removed a doctor from the state medical board for daring to oppose the transing of children. Wyoming radiologist Eric Cuban has now petitioned the federal court in Cheyenne, Wyoming, last week to reinstate him to Wyoming's Board of Medicine. He's been on the board. He was reappointed to the board by Republican Governor Mark Gordon. And only weeks after being reappointed, the governor's chief of staff notified him by telephone that the governor had removed him from the board. Why? Because he had written in support of a bill before the state legislature that would ban hormone blockers and testosterone and surgical procedures for minors. So you've got a doctor following his conscience, following what he believes to be true medical science, encouraging a piece of legislation, and the Republican governor sees fit to have him removed from the Board of Medicine. So on August 29th, just a few weeks ago, about a month and a half really now, Cuban filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court of Wyoming accusing the governor of unlawfully retaliating against him in violation of his free speech rights. You've got a Wyoming statute that allows a governor to remove people for misconduct. Doesn't say anything about medical opinions. The article that I've got here from the Federalist ends by saying, if doctors who speak up are disqualified from holding bad medicine to account, then who's going to be left to protect our children? It's going to take people out there who are not doctors, like you and I, saying, stop it. Stop the madness. Because the trans agenda is prolific. And you've got other nations, I think Sweden being one. Believe it or not, for all their warts and blemishes right now in the United Kingdom, the British healthcare system has put a stop to transgender treatments on minors. And yet here in America, you got this. I pulled this one off of Woke Spy. Dateline 2 days ago. You probably all heard of the magazine Scientific American. Scientific American has been out there for years. It's become a liberal left-wing propaganda rag. Scientific American, by the way, just as a magazine, came out and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. Yay. They also ran an article most recently that claimed that the inequities between male and female athletes is a result of not biological differences. It's biases on how they're treated in sports. I'm wondering, have they taken the top female and top male athletes and told them to go compete and just see if they do well? I mean, in any sport, pick your sport. Even in golf, they have a tee box at a different location, right?
Yes, they do. And they're actually, I'm not sure which tour it's on, but it's been a big controversy of a transgender, I guess it would be a transgender female competing in female sports and is just wiping the floor with all these golfers. And it's one of those cases where the entitledness, and you could tell, you know, he probably did not do very well in his boy sports growing up, decided to become a female. And he is vehemently going after anybody who opposes it or says it's not a good idea. And it's slipping my mind which tour it's on, but, you know, he's just winning all of these competitions like it's nothing. And it's sad because you have female golfers who work their entire lives just for him to come over and take it away from them. And
is it on a pro tour, or is it on a like an NCAA tour?
I believe it is. Let me do research.
All right, that'd be good. But the reality is, you're seeing this happen with the transgender agenda in sports. It's blocking young female athletes from obtaining scholarships and being able to go forward in the things they've been trained for years. Because was it Massachusetts or Delaware maybe that recently had two dudes running in female track that wound up placing in the, you know, the top three at a state meet, and it blocked one girl who technically should have been in the top three if it was all female, who would have gotten a scholarship, but she didn't get enough points in the scholarship run because she placed behind them. And it's just, it's devastating when that kind of crap happens.
Yeah.
What do you got?
His name is Haley Davidson. He's in the LPGA Q school, and is a step closer to qualifying for the LPGA tour.
Is the LPGA going to let him? I mean, do they not branded this as a sport yet?
I don't know. They've let them get this far. So.
Here's another piece you might want to know. In politics alone, the transgender agenda is out there. CBS right now is refusing to allow political advertisements that criticize Kamala Harris for supporting taxpayer dollars being used for children's transgender medical procedures. Kid you not. So a group called Catholic Vote. Catholic Vote is in the battleground states right now running TV ads that talk about how many state-funded dollars have been used to transition kids in those states. Like, for instance, they've got a commercial that's they want to run in Pennsylvania showing that $16.7 million taxpayer dollars have been used for transgender surgeries, they call them mutilation surgeries, on minors between the years 2015 and 2022. That includes 97 double breast amputations and 14 hysterectomies on minor girls. And they want to run that ad because Kamala Harris has evidence support for transitioning of children. They want to run the ad. CBS says no. Paramount Global, which owns CBS, is refusing to air any political advertisements that criticize Democrat nominee Kamala Harris for supporting the use of taxpayer money in children's transgender procedures. That's the National Pulse has that article, came out 3 days ago. So what we're looking at right here is the transgender agenda is everywhere. It's in sports, it's in medicine, it's in TV, it's in media, it's all around, and it's in politics in a big way. So Kamala gets a free pass. She's allowed to say she supports it, la-di-da, and then go on and do whatever word salad she wants to do, and no one's allowed to oppose that opinion. Why? Because the transgender agenda is running amok right now. And I'll be honest with you, I really feel like this is in big part because the left, and even if you get down to spiritual warfare, I think evil feels empowered right now. Evil is also desperate. Evil lives in desperation and preys on fear. Evil lives in desperation, and right now, evil is also scared to death that their days of empowerment are about to come to an end with this next election. And they're scratching and clawing for as much as they could possibly get. And it's our kids who are in the way. Our kids. are in the way. I'm going to run out of time here, aren't I? I'm going to touch on one more article, and then I'll come back and clean up with some text messages. But you might want to know that in the state of Alabama, Brookwood Medical Center in Birmingham is the organization that has done the most, made the most money on transgender treatments for minors, two of which have been actual sex change surgeries. Brookwood Baptist Medical Center, $141,000 they've made on submitted charges that we know of for transgender treatments. The second most, which is far less, but the second most has been Huntsville Hospital. Huntsville Hospital has written the most prescriptions for transgender treatments. That just bugs me. All right, we're taking a break. I need to go calm down. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When someone you love is facing cancer, you want to do more than send a card or flowers that will wilt in a week. You want to actually help. That's where the Balm Box comes in. Our care packages are built from research with over 500 cancer patients and caregivers, packed with items people actually use during treatment. Think soothing, practical, thank goodness I have this kind of relief. For you, it's not just a gift. It's a way to show up in a moment where words fall short. For them, it's comfort, calm, and a reminder they're not alone. From chemo-friendly boxes to mastectomy recovery kits, even options for men, we've made it simple to give something that's elegant, premium, and genuinely useful. And yes, domestic shipping's always free on orders over $50, because making someone feel cared for shouldn't be complicated. So skip the empty get well soon. Send real help, real comfort, and maybe even a laugh. Visit thebalmbox.com. That's thebalmbox.com. Balm, like healing and care. The Balm Box. Because cancer patients don't need bouquets and brownies. They need Balm.